Hey, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, telling you to go above and Batman beyond.
Hey, this is Blade Summers telling you to go above and Batman beyond.
This is Bernard Chang.
Dan Jurgens.
This is Yoko McCann from Funko.
This is Zach from Diamond Select Toys.
This is Angelo cosplaying as Negan.
My name is Kevin, a Beyond fan, and I'm telling you to go above and Batman Beyond.
Like, three quarters of that movie, solid.
As far as Mr. Freeze goes, nice to meet you.
A live welcome from above and Batman Beyond, and from our DC Animated Movie Show. Today's going to be a super exciting crossover between our Beyond show and our DC Animated Movie Show. So for the podcast listeners, part one will be on our DC Animated Movie Show podcast, part two on Above and Batman Beyond. So please be sure to subscribe to both so you can hear both parts. So again, we are live on our YouTube channel. I am your co-host, Benjamin David.
I'm Eli.
Eli, thank you for joining us once again.
Sure.
Going live 2 weeks in a row. Feels good, right?
Yeah, man.
So, what is up, Neo Goth? And good to be back once again for another live news ep here on the channel. Last week, we had the first installment of what's called our live-action live series, talking Michael Keaton's hugely anticipated return to the cinematic bat screen. Of course, in relation to Batman Beyond and HBO Max possibilities for a Beyond series. But today's news, to be totally clear, today's rumors. Let's not lie to the people, Eli. But... it is totally worth talking about. We're going to go right back to our roots here on the show, and that is Batman animation. And literally today, I just heard this news this morning, January 17th. It's from last night's episode of the Kevin Smith's Batman Beyond podcast. But since it is so close to Batman Beyond, felt the need to at least explore the possibilities surrounding it. It's kind of hard not to talk about this one. And that is a rumor related to an HBO Max reboot. A Batman animated series. Let me repeat that because I was so excited. An HBO Max reboot of Batman the Animated Series. So again, full disclosure, this is a rumor, so I'll just quote Fatman's Mark Bernardin. Let me find my spot here. I just want to quote Fatman's Mark Bernardin in saying, quote, "The rumor is HBO Max is looking into a Batman the Animated Series sequel. They want to continue that forward." And then that was followed by Kevin Smith jokingly covering his mouth. That's what's cool about like seeing the show on YouTube now. Like they do the YouTube live and then it's a podcast. So we covered his mouth so you can see his reaction. And then he goes, "Look, this is from Kevin Smith, a direct quote. Look, I'm not saying people are saying this, but I'm saying I'm not involved." I being Kevin Smith. But I too have heard this. So Kevin Smith said he heard it. And he also wanted to disclaim right away, which I thought was funny. Like, "I'm not involved. Don't think I'm involved." So we'll definitely get to this crazy, intriguing rumor soon. But again, today's episode is also going to be a crossover with our DC Animated Movie Show here on the channel and the new podcast of the same name. Because what is not a rumor, we're not going to just be a rumor mill today. A bunch of DC Animated movies and series are now available on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting. A bunch of new stuff just dropped. So we're going to talk a little bit about those and go down that list of titles. So before we jump into it, if you're new here at the channel, please consider subscribing on YouTube. Click that notification bell so you don't miss any of our new content. When they subscribe and they click the bell, that tells them when we go live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, and for the podcast listeners, please subscribe to the pod, of course. Just like the YouTube channel, we are Above and Batman Beyond. And you can find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Once again, this is a crossover. So if you're a podcast listener, first part will be on our DC Animated Movie Show podcast that drops every Monday. And then part two on Above and Batman Beyond.
Nice.
Again, please subscribe to both. I already mentioned where you can find the Above show. So for the DCAM show, for the DC Animated Movie Show, you can find us at Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And again, just like here on the channel, just like the YouTube series, we are DC Animated Movie Show. All right, guys, so let's spread some rumors, baby. All right, so once again, you know, we don't want to be a rumor mill here. We're not even a news show per se. I like to think of the DC Animated Movie Show as probably a bit more of a news show just because it's, you know, every time, I should say, it's more news related because those are new things that come out, whereas Beyond's obviously kind of, unless there is a reboot like we're talking about, rumor-wise, it you know, it's not as news-related. However, with this, even as a rumor, it's so related to Beyond, and it's so damn exciting. And the way Kevin Smith was kind of like, I know about it, but I don't.
Right.
We had to do this.
Yeah.
Right? So, I just want to be clear. We're not here to say, this is definitely happening, and we don't want to be a rumor mill, but since it is so damn Beyond related, we'll talk about that. And then we'll also, since part one is for our DC Animated Movie Show, like I said, why don't we first go to that stuff? Let's go to the HBO Max stuff first. Let's find out what's on HBO. We'll tell you guys some of the new titles that are on there, since, again, part one is for the DCAM show. And at this point, that's so I know where to edit it.
This is Christopher Carter telling you to go above and Batman Beyond.
What do you think of the rumor is they were clear on the Fat Man Beyond show. I've said it a million times. It's a rumor, it's a rumor, it's a rumor. Let's act like it would be happening.
Right.
So they said specifically sequel. That's important, right? Because if, here's what it is. It's like, there's Batman the Animated Series and TNBA, New Batman Adventures. If you get a Batman the Animated Series reboot, that's not as clear in terms of when it's taking place in the DCAU timeline wise. Whereas if you say sequel, we almost know that's got to be New Batman Adventures.
Right. A reboot would almost suggest like a remake.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So it could be in that old, more Art Deco animated series, Max Fleischer-ish Batman. Whereas this, if you're saying sequel, likely what we're going to get is Batman the Adventures continue, that comic series, those figure series that we've been getting, but animated. Not to say that's the only thing we'd be getting, but right. The point is, those are, if you're not familiar with that series, that is a sequel to New Batman Adventures between the events of TMBA and Batman Beyond.
Right.
So for us, of course, we are obsessed with our own show, Batman Beyond. But this is cool. This is the back to animation, back where it was all born. And you and I, I go back and forth, but I tend to prefer New Batman Adventures. You prefer
New Batman. New
Adventures.
Yeah.
What do you think of this possibility? Again, the other specific thing, sequel is the rumor, and that it would be an HBO Max, which that's not super surprise HBO Max, but yeah, what do you think of all this?
I'm really excited by the idea of it. I think that I find the wording really funny because, as you mentioned, Batman the Animated Series has a sequel. It's called The New Batman Adventures. And if you consider them the same series, that already has a sequel too. It's called Batman Beyond. So it's funny that it's funny that we use the word sequel for Batman the Animated Series when technically it's already had two. But that's neither here nor there.
Good point.
That's just me being a child and being, playing word games.
Semantics.
Exactly. I think that conceptually I like the idea of this, but I get nervous because I'm afraid that we'll try to retroactively insert a lot of characters that had been created after the fact into the continuity, and it might seem very over cluttered with retcons.
So repeat that? Say that again?
So I'm afraid that they'll retroactively try to insert characters that have been created after the animated series had concluded because they're popular. But which would effectively almost overstuff the continuity with like retconny type things. Like, so for example, since the animated series came out, Damian Wayne was created and became a very popular character. I'm nervous that they would try to insert that character into the canon, but then have to find a way to explain why he's not there, mentioned, or seen by the time Batman Beyond arrives, or kind of thing. And so,
Good point. Right, every new character requires some potential explaining for Beyond.
Right. So I just get nervous they're going to monkey around with the continuity and add characters that just have no place fitting there. Because I'm a huge continuity nut. I'm someone that I can put it away and not like, and still enjoy the story for what it is. But I'm always going to think about it, that doesn't really line up. especially when it directly affects the show I care about so much, right? So, But I trust the creative team enough to know this kind of thing. Like, this is an obvious writer's predicament, right? Being able to continue a series, a closed continuity. The example I give is, I mean, you've never seen Dragon Ball.
No.
But there was a recent series that came out called Dragon Ball Super where they fit it within a certain window of time. But a lot of events had taken place, and it just completely, in my opinion, overstuffs and retroactively damages the continuity that was already established. Mm-hmm. And I get nervous that this runs the same risk of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, though, the other side of that coin is we can get something amazing, which gives us more stories of, you know, the classic continuity we enjoy, and find a way to line up to Batman Beyond even better than it already did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's pros and cons to both. I'm excited, though, because if it were true, hypothetically, I think they would have a really... they would have their A-team on it. Because yes. This is the Batman the Animated... Like, this is their golden
Baldini,
goose, right?
Bruce Timm, Alan Burnett.
Right. This is their golden goose. This is their baby. So I know that they wouldn't just write it off like that, right? They wouldn't get
definitely
sloppy.
Not. Bruce Timm especially would not... I mean, first of all, Dini wouldn't agree to go into it unless it was done right. But then Bruce Timm, I mean, he's got kind of the final say. It's really his baby at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Not a chance. That guy is so stubborn and serious about his work. And actively working, too. Like, even Kevin Smith said, where this rumor all kind of came from, he was like, yeah, I mean, didn't he just do that Soul of the Dragon movie? Like, he's super active. And I watched the behind the scenes of the Soul of the Dragon. He was so involved in the making of that movie. Like, he is still really into Batman.
He's hustling.
And really, yeah. And the other cool thing is, so this is the thing. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show, but I did want to have, this is where it's kind of applicable, is that there at this point is kind of, Bruce Timm has been making animated movies and TV for so long at this point, that not just his producerial stuff, not just the stuff where he's the exec producer or working on it, but what I call the Tim multiverse.
Right.
So you have animated series, New Batman Adventures, JL, of course that's the DCAU as we know it. But then you have other things with, and what I think fits into what I'm calling the Tim multiverse is the thing is what we've gotten in the Tim style, but that don't take place in the same universe. So, for example, you have DCAU, as I just went over, mm-hmm. but then you have, like, Gods and Monsters. So it still looks Bruce Timm.
Right.
It's still Timian, but it's a different universe.
Right.
Now we have Soul of the Dragon.
Right.
Totally different universe. So now you have kind of three, and I'm sure, you know, there's maybe another one, if not...
Even little things like Phantom Stranger and stuff.
Yes, good point. Thank you. Though I knew there was like kind of at least a couple other examples. Yes, the DC animated, the DC showcase shorts that came out along with Death in the Family, and throughout the past couple years, yes, they're in very distinctly the Bruce Timm style, but they don't take place all in the same universe. So this is building even more of what is the Timm multiverse. And I think because, so back to all this stuff about the potential reboot, I think because... I think where Kevin Smith has a point of, like, he's active. Yeah, but he's kind of been active. Like,
right.
Again, there's stuff that's outside of the Timm multiverse that he produced. Bruce Timm produced Batman Under the Red Hood. That's not the Bruce Timm style, but he produced it. He produced Superman Red Sun. Right. Not really in that style. Point is, like, he produces a lot of stuff. He did Dark Knight Returns. This is cool, though, that, like, it kind of... With Soul of the Dragon, he likes the look of his old characters. I was posting about Soul of the Dragon on Instagram, and someone commented before they... Because a lot of people still kind of don't know about that movie. They don't know what it is. It's an Elseworld thing. And people are like, is that Terry McGinnis in a 70s movie? Like, he looks a lot... Bruce Wayne in that movie looks very Terry McGinnis.
He does.
Like, epilogue era.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just so damn exciting that now we're going to get back into that... Well, not now. There's the rumor is that we'll get back into that. But I think it feeds into the idea that I don't think Bruce Timm would be necessarily against it, especially because he is active. And the fact that Paul Dini and Alan Burnett have been writing, they are the authors of that new Adventures Continue. I mean, dude, put them together with Dini. And then another good point that or sorry, put them together with Bruce Timm. Another good point that Kevin Smith made too is that there's a whole generation of writers now. So, you know, television is a writer's medium. You're not just going to have, it's not like the comic. They're going to need more writers than just Dini and Burnett. There's now a whole generation of people who grew up on the writing of the animated series. Like, right. Think about that. We're now going to have, at the time, you only had the people who were old enough to make the show, of course. Now you have, you know, going on 30 years later, people who love this show. This is their, like, what was for them the Batman comics.
Yeah.
So I imagine the love that's going to go into this is this whole new generation of love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, could you imagine, like, someone like you, me, or Maddie, or someone, if we got control and we got, like, to do an episode or a comic? I mean, the amount of passion you give back into these, you'll get a good product.
Because at the end of the day, those guys didn't grow up on their own show.
Yeah.
It sounds weird and obvious, but, like, yeah.
Hey, this is Kevin Conroy. The voice of Batman.
Hi, I'm Benjamin David. Welcome to the DC Animated Movie Show, a podcast and YouTube series for the prestigious, ongoing catalog of DC Animated Movies. I'm a filmmaker, journalist, and podcaster, and I've been covering DC Animation for years now.
Hey, this is Kevin Conroy.
Interviewing creators, voice actors, and superfans on my other podcast and YouTube channel, Above and Batman Beyond.
I'm going to give you Andrea Romano.
Hi.
So in this podcast, you can expect weekly episodes of DC Animated news, reviews, commentary tracks, Instagram Q&A, and our 10-minute or less audio-video bite series from our YouTube channel. Once again, that's
Above and Batman Beyond.
Most episodes will be hosted solo by me, Benjamin David. But for commentary tracks and interviews soon to come, I'll be joined by various creators and superfans once again from DC Animation. New episodes of the podcast drop every Monday, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast for a big holiday premiere. You can find the DC Animated Movie Show on Apple, Spotify, the Anchor app, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram to join in on the Q&A. Just like the podcast, we are at DC Animated Movie Show, and we'll also be dropping bonus episodes pretty soon, going behind the scenes of our YouTube channel, as well as our past DC Animated coverage from New York Comic Con. So this has been Benjamin David, and remember, animated we stand.
But I find this funny because I'll always go back and watch the Rebirth commentary, and
Batman Beyond Rebirth?
Yeah. And Bruce Timm, it was Bruce Timm who said he made Batman Beyond just visually and stylistically everything he could have wanted out of a Saturday morning cartoon show as a kid.
Right, yeah, he always said, like, we wanted to always make it where if I was a 10-year-old or 12-year-old watching cartoons, what I would have wanted to see.
Yeah.
He's like, I would have thought Batman Beyond was so awesome. It's a Batman show. It takes place in the future. Right.
Yep.
So that's, you're right. That's a good point. That these shows have always had the perspective of, like, when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Even Soul of the Dragon, like the most recent Timm project. He flat out said, he's like, I wanted to make the 70s Batman movie I never got to see.
It's such a love letter.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so much love.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get into, we got a couple minutes left here. Let's get into some specifics now. Again, we've talked about the rumor. It dropped on the Kevin Smith podcast, or at least that's where we heard about it. What do you think about, like, I get so excited about when the Watchtower Database shout out, you mentioned Maddie before, when they talk about eras in the timeline of, like, what happened in the Return of the Joker era, like, you know, where specifically with the flashbacks, because if this is a sequel, it's probably going to be between, let's say, the events of the flashback of Return of the Joker and what we saw at the end of TNBA.
Right.
So that's a cool little window to play with. Probably, you don't think it's probably going to go after that flashback, do you?
It's hard to say.
Or do you think we'll get flash forward, speaking of Beyond? I guess that's what...
Well, I think that if this actually takes off, and I think that if this gets enough traction that we get more than one season, I think you will get some type of Beyond something. Whether it's him coming back in time, Bruce going forward in time, or just some type of, I guess, reference or Easter egg. Like, they would... there's been enough talk about Batman Beyond and enough kind of hype that I think they would have to satiate that. And it would be smart on their end because they'd be able to use that to gauge fan interest in seeing more of that kind of thing, right? It's the safest way to play it, so I could almost guarantee that's what they would do. I am interested to know where they would place this in the timeline and if they would insert everything they did in the comics recently into this, right?
The Adventures Continue comics.
Right, so if now Jason's just here, and now, you know, Azrael's just here, right? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's hard to say. What I would want this to be is I'd want it to be in older Bruce, not necessarily at the age of like 60 when he's about to quit, but like maybe, you know, a hard 50 or something, and it's kind of him by himself now. Like everyone else has just moved on. They've all put their costumes away and they're all done, but he's still going, kind of thing. And it would just be really, it'd be a really interesting way where you can get your standalone Batman stories that we enjoy, but you can still see what the other Bat family members are doing. They're just not Batgirl and Robin and Nightwing anymore. Or maybe he is Nightwing, but he's just in Bloodhaven now by himself, that kind of thing. So you could just play around with a lot of things, but I would just want it to be a little bit removed from the New Adventures era. I love that era, but I don't want to go back into it. I would like to move forward a little bit in some way.
Yeah, I mean, if the rumor's true of a sequel, stick to that.
Yeah.
Stick to the sequel idea. And this is where, so we've talked about this a lot, our personal preference for the DCAU and probably television in general, perhaps, what I love about The Mandalorian. We've talked about this many times of serialization, but also very strong contained episodic storytelling, right? So almost anthology style storytelling, but that could also take place within, which is what animated series and Beyond was. Like at first they were like, let's just do a Batman anthology show. And then it was actually, you know, there is some continuity to this and there is some, it's serialized to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
What is cool about this is, and this is what I personally want, I would like a season long arc. We talked about this with what I wanted for like a Batman Beyond reboot. I would like a soft arc, let's call it. So like a season long kind of arc. But again, just drive home that strength that they have always had of, you can just dive in, watch an episode of this and pop out.
So
I just recently had a friend who was like, I want to know what the hell your podcast is about. Where should I start with? He's like, this Batman animated series is now on HBO Max. Should I start there? Like, that's how little he knows about the DCAU. And I was like, absolutely start there between 1992 and so I, you know, started geeking out. And, you know, it's so, but what I said to him was that, like, also don't feel overwhelmed specifically with those two Batman shows with Beyond an animated series, because they're anthologies. It's not like JL Forward in the DCAU where you literally have to watch all of them to know what's going on. That's what I want. And that brings me to my next question of, if it is a sequel, I will start with what I want, but I would like to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. Do you follow the rules that they had in even TNBA of like, let's keep it Batman. Let's not go out to the rest of the DC universe. That was in the Bible of Batman, the animated series, was to keep, to not, let's bring in Superman every episode. Let's bring in all these other characters. And it kind of kept it pure to the tone of the show. How much outside Batman influence do you want?
Well, I guess, how much do you want?
First? Zero. No, I mean, I like that the adventures continue every once in a while. Like, we got a World's Finest type crossover with Superman. I enjoyed that, but I don't know. I kind of just want my Batman.
Yeah. I want it as little as possible, and so when there is a crossover, it means something. You know, Superman the Animated Series, while there was a lot of Justice League members that popped up throughout the series, it was a big deal when they popped up because it didn't happen all that frequently. And so, like, you get a bunch of episodes of, like, Superman being Superman, but then you get an episode like World's Finest or Nighttime or something. And so I'd want something like that from this, like, have it be majoritarily just a Batman show. Batman, Batman, Batman. Yes. Don't even mention the other characters. But every once in a while, maybe have an episode where Superman crosses over or someone, right? I would rather have it be Batman, Batman, Batman. Every once in a while, maybe Nightwing comes from Bloodhaven or something. So you have crossovers amongst the Bat family, and that's the big deal.
Yeah, like expand the Bat universe. Don't expand the DC universe.
Right, because this is still DCAU technically. I still have my Justice League. I can go back to that. I still have Batman Beyond where you see the future Justice League. I can go back to that, you know? I would rather get more of this universe because that's what we're coming back to. If I wanted a Justice League show, I'd ask for a Justice League show back.
Boom.
Kind of thing.
Good point. It is interesting, though, that you know, we have the potential now to... The only crossovers we got during the time when... So, New Adventures was canceled in 99 concurrently with Superman Animated. Justice League didn't come out until after that.
Right.
So, point is, a Batman show was never concurrent with JL. So here's your least potential. Again, I don't really want it, but like, hey, GL shows up
right
in an episode. Like, you could get little shit like that, or John Stewart's just in it and isn't GL yet. Like, there's so much cool kind of...
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with... Because that's true. We didn't really have a status quo of the DC universe outside of, like, what's going on with Batman and Superman, really. So now that we do, and now that we have Justice League, which is really popular, I don't mind, you know, some of these characters showing up. Even if you pull in some of the newer characters that appeared in, like, Fatal Five. Like, what's his name? Starboy or something
Starboy,
like that?
Yeah.
I don't care if, like, he appears in an episode or something. I just don't want it to be, like, a Brave and the Bold type dude where it's a new character every
Definitely
episode.
Not. Or, like, Diana Prince shows up and no one knows who she is.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that would be cool.
Yeah.
I think references, too. Just name drops. And people are like, oh!
Yeah.
Stuff that you could do. But yeah, I... Personally, you and I aren't really, you know, JL people, so... But it, I think just the fact that it's coming out post-JL gives it an interesting edge.
But I would love to see, and this is probably the biggest thing I'd want to see, is I want to see the characters aged up. So I don't need to see, again... Ooh. I don't need to see an epilogue... Or I'm sorry, epilogue. I don't need to see a Rebirth Part 1 Bruce... But I'd like to see a more gruffer Bruce. Maybe he has like the Ra's al Ghul gray lines or something.
Oh, stop talking.
I'd like to see a Barbara that's in her maybe 30s now. A Tim Drake that's no longer a teenager. Maybe he's in his young 20s. You know, I'd like to just see that everyone's moved up a little bit. Dick Grayson, you can give him that cut off hair look now and maybe a beard or something. You know, just something. Just age your characters a little bit.
And the suit, I mean, look, we always talk about the tech of Batman Beyond. Batman Beyond or not is a tech-based character. How's the suit going to improve?
Yeah.
What connections technologically are we going to start to see to Beyond? How's the cave going to be different?
Yeah. Is Alfred even still around?
Oh!
I mean, it's... these are the things I want this to go into a little bit. So, here's to hoping, you know? I think that there's potentially a kernel of a really good idea. And I'm hoping that that we go ahead and get it.
Awesome. All right, guys. So that, once again, is our breaking rumors. we have turned into a rumor mill. No, we have not. But yeah, I mean, the normal kind of YouTube episodes will continue as such. But with such news, you know, between this and then the Keaton stuff last week, just to be clear, we're not going to, you know, only do live episodes from now on. But these 2 weeks have been really heavy, awesome, beyond news weeks. So once again, this is a crossover. So if you're a podcast listener, first part is on our DC Animated Movie Show podcast, and part two on Above and Batman Beyond. Please subscribe to both. You can find Above on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And then the DCAM Show, Apple, Spotify, and also wherever you listen to podcasts. And just like on the YouTube channel, the title of the podcast is DC Animated Movie Show. Like I said, the Soul of the Dragon stuff is coming up. If you're Bruce Timm fans, you obviously are if you listen to this or watch this. That movie was so damn good.
And I just, I think about going into it like and reanalyzing it, and I just get so, it's such a good movie. I haven't felt this way about an animated movie in a long time.
I have not either. And, you know, again, we're about to end here, but I think you're, once again, a perfect co-host, I think, to have, especially for that movie, because it's one that I knew you would like it, even before I saw it, I'm like, he's bound to like this one. But I do like the fact that, once again, you're a bit more of a casual DCAM watcher, mm-hmm. so that I can kind of go through the decams and my expertise there, but you can hit it with the Batman and the Tim style. I think that commentary is going to be so on point. We got a review of that coming up. And then, of course, the commentary is going to be available on in podcast form and video form here in the channel.
Yeah. And it'll be great because we will have gotten to sit with the movie for like a week or so. So we could really just hard boil it, you know?
Hell yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
And just news, the Blu-ray drops digital January 26th.
I'm getting it.
Or did I say digital? Drops Blu-ray January 26th. I'm getting it too, of course. And that, but again, I shouldn't say make it about me. I'm of course going to get it, but that's cool that you're going to get it. That's, once again, I mean, as a casual listener, it's cool that there's another one that you're going to buy.
Yeah.
Because I know how much you love Death and the Family.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was masterful.
Oh, man. But yeah, and also I'm trying to think, oh yeah, other Batman Soul of the Dragon stuff. There's two videos here on the channel so far. I talked about it on the 2020, or sorry, on the some of the DC fandom stuff from last year. And then I did a Soul of the Dragon Cobra v. Cobra Beyond episode.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, thanks. All right, man. So this has been Benjamin.
I've been Eli.
Telling you to go above.
And Batman Beyond.
Peace out.
New episodes of Above and Batman Beyond drop every Wednesday. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on iTunes. Once again, for each new iTunes review, we'll read your review on the show. You're automatically entered in our next Beyond giveaway. Beside Apple Podcasts, you can also find the show on Spotify and SoundCloud. Again, we spend most of our time these days on YouTube, new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. Please consider subscribing there as well for frequent breakdowns of Batman Beyond, podcast clips, as well as our DC animated movie show on the channel. Just like the podcast, we are Above and Batman Beyond on YouTube. As we mentioned earlier, the first podcast episode of DC Animated Movie Show has officially dropped. Please subscribe for new pods every Wednesday. You can find that show on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Our podcast theme music is by Exsanguinator. Our podcast art is by Courtney DeLenn Slater over at CDS Graphics. Above and Batman Beyond is part of the CBI Network at ComicBookINTL on all social media. Our show's co-hosts are Eli Benson and Benjamin David. The podcast is produced and edited by me, Benjamin David. And Above and Batman Beyond is a production of Benjamin David Studios. Above and Batman Beyond is not an official production of Warner Brothers or DC Entertainment. The thoughts and opinions shared by the participants of this podcast are theirs and theirs alone, and therefore do not represent the companies or organizations they happen to work for.
Dunsky.
Nice.
Boom.
That was solid.